On the next Transformed, an unlikely encounter with a bartender started John's journey back to God. Listen how God used that meeting and marriage to bring two hearts back to him. Plus, a local businessman finds opportunity to share Jesus with his clients. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we are sharing testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. In today's program, we'll meet Thomas from Chicago. He works as a financial planner who helps clients make wise choices with their money. He will share his story of how an unexpected guest to his local church was an opportunity to do good. And Hope Channel evangelist Chris Holland will share the story of an explorer, Ernest Shackleton, who was once stranded in one of the coldest places on earth, yet found the fire of courage to go on. It's an amazing story of transformation. But first, I'd like you to meet John Weston. John is a Bible teacher, substance abuse recovery counselor, and local church leader. Yet his life was not always focused on God. As he grew up, drinking and violence were part of his home life. Let's listen as John picks up the story.
I took to drinking very young, and by the time I was in high school, I was drinking quite regularly, and this went into my young adult life where I got into the construction trade, where drinking and drugs was pretty much a way of life. And I pretty much followed that way of life as I was as a young man, and got to places when I was living in Washington State where I got in trouble with a drug dealer, and the only way I could actually pay my bill was to become a drug dealer myself.
Oh my, I didn't realize you'd been through quite that much. I know that during that time you got married, and that marriage failed.
Well, that was still down the road, because I've been married actually four times. So it was a matter of, at that time I had just gotten my first divorce, and then I got into this drug scene in Washington and later in California, and it was really more or less that continued on until when I did meet Diane in a bar in Glendale, California, where by God's blessing, and there was a fallen away Seventh-day Adventist who actually became my bartender and later my wife. So,
and you began to study. Well, she came under the conviction that she wanted to honor God's Sabbath and start seeking the Lord again. And you kind of, I guess, tried to be supportive, even though you were still struggling with a lot of addictions.
Yeah, that, you know, we'd been separated back together, and she became convicted to keeping the Sabbath again, something that had always troubled her. And when she did, I was still very much into the drinking mode. And but to keep peace in the house, I decided that we would try to do something on Sabbath that would, you know, appease her, to actually tell you the truth at the time. And we were surfing through channels on DirecTV, and as we came across Hope Sabbath School was actually on, and we didn't know it was what kind of a channel it was, but the one thing we noticed was that there was nothing but a bunch of Bible being discussed. And before we even understood it, we started to see that this must have some connection with the Adventist faith. And from that point, we watched Hope Sabbath School every morning, the reruns on during the week, and faithfully were following it on Sabbath. And that led to many other things on the Hope Channel. There were people like Dwight Nelson that we started to follow because we weren't really, she was not willing to go back to church yet. She was very, still herself, very shy about her own faith. So
you were starting to grow in your faith. That would eventually lead you to the Grants Pass Church. You'd make your own confession of faith in 2012, I think it was, still watching Hope Channel. And then something tragic happened in 2014.
That's correct. Diane had had multiple myeloma cancer for many, many years. But in 2014, it just completely took her down so that in December of that year, she passed away. Yeah.
And then you faced a great challenge, John, as you shared with me, and that was, do I keep seeking God or do I go back to my old ways? What helped you to hold on to Jesus during that very difficult time?
Well, the thing was, I was a construction manager, and I was working out of my house in Oregon. And what I decided, the only way I could do this was to have some form of spiritual playing in the background while I was working, because I would get back in my work modes, the language would come back up to me, and all the rest of it. And with nobody there at all to control it, you know, it just started going back to where I was at. And so I did run the Hope Channel as part of my daily routine. It would be playing in the background while I was working. And then a young spiritual pastor in the Grants Pass Church was led by the Holy Spirit to have me start leading prayer meeting in the Grants Pass Church, which eventually led to me doing a 21-day revelation series in the little Cave Junction Church, which is a sister church of the Grants Pass.
So you ended
and by
up
that time I was
like an evangelist.
By that time I had already started a soup kitchen with a good friend of mine, and I was the youth Sabbath school leader in there, and started working in a recovery ministry also. So I was.
And in that journey, I'm thinking of the Bible text, John, that says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You connected with a godly woman named Ruth Ann. And how did God lead in that relationship?
Well, that's a whole God story in itself, because strangely enough, I'm not a gardener, but my wife, Diane, was. And we had these artichoke plants that were growing in my garden, and they were doing really well in the spring of 2016. And so I was teasing some of the Grants Pass Church members, showing them how many artichokes I had on my plant. And Ruth Ann actually saw that, along with something I had also written on in another place, and she got very interested in the artichokes and how I knew how to grow them. Well, she had a plant that wasn't doing well, so she thought I was a gardener, which, of course, I'm not.
And from that connection, you have now married, and you're involved in the ministry together. As you look back at the way God used Hope Channel to guide your steps and to safeguard you, even in the challenging times, what would you say to people who are thinking, maybe I should share about Hope Channel with someone else?
Well, the essential thing is that spirituality in our life has to come from all directions. You know, we love, you have to do your devotions. You have to stay in the Word of God. You have to pray, but you also need the input from other godly people. And the place that you can find that is on the Hope Channel. I help lead a Sabbath school and always use the Hope Sabbath School outline when I'm doing that, because it is just, you know, it's so complete, and you can watch it and watch the kids and yourself interact. And, you know, it is what we all need as part of our life. That's just the way I would tell people that you can't get everything by just being on your own. You got to be part of that community.
John, I want to thank you for sharing your testimony. I hope we can be back together again another time on Hope Channel. But thank you for sharing. And God bless you in your ministry there, as God is using you now, a transformed life, to transform the lives of those around you. God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Pastor.
What an encouraging story. God will never leave us or forsake us, no matter what our family history or personal history might be, or even our circumstances. We are always happy to hear from you. You can go to our website, hopetv.org/transformed, and leave your story. Here's a note from Elphine in North Carolina. She writes, "Thank you for sharing God's word with us every week. I am truly blessed, and I look forward to new programs every week. May God bless you all." Well, thank you, Elphine, for writing to us. Here's a note from Carmen in Canada. And Carmen says, "I really enjoy the Bible studies on Hope Channel. I belong to a small company located among Canada's First Nation peoples. Please pray for us," Carmen writes, "as we spread the gospel to the world. We continue to pray for you and the Hope Channel team." One of our most popular programs is Let's Pray. And I'm always excited to hear testimonies of how God is blessing through this live program. Marjorie writes and says, "Good evening, my beautiful Let's Pray family. God is good, and I'm thankful that we can come together to petition His throne on behalf of each other." Yes, people are being transformed as they're praying together. Here's a beautiful testimony. "Praise God," Pearl writes, "for the success of my nephew's heart operation yesterday. He can breathe normally now. God is worthy to be praised forever and ever. Thank you so much for all who prayed for us. Let's not forget the goodness of God in our lives." My friends, it's good to hear how God is transforming lives through the ministry of Hope Channel. And we would love to hear your testimony. Remember, you can go to hopetv.org/transformed, and you can share your story of how God is blessing you through the ministry of Hope Channel. Now to the story of Ernest Shackleton, a brave explorer. Here's Pastor Chris Holland with the chilly story that will warm your heart.
Ernest Shackleton was born in Ireland, the son of a doctor. Ernest was an avid reader, and as a result of that reading, he developed a strong sense of adventure. Now, while his father had high aspirations of his son becoming a doctor, Ernest had other ideas. The desire to explore led him to join the merchant navy, and by the young age of 24, he became a master mariner. Shackleton had a desire to explore the poles of the earth, especially the South Pole. In 1902, Shackleton, along with fellow explorer Robert Falcon Scott, set a record for going the furthest south and coming closest to the South Pole. Shackleton had several other explorations to the south, but the one most famous is the Transantarctic Expedition of 1914. The goal was to traverse the Antarctic. Now, the adventure required two crews, one to make the journey, the other to place the supplies for a successful journey. Shackleton set out on that fantastic journey in the boat Endurance. Now, as the Endurance drew nearer and nearer to the Antarctic, the boat was surrounded and eventually totally blocked in by the ice. Now, they hoped to weather the danger and waited out until spring thaw so they could continue their journey. However, the ice pressed in harder and harder on the Endurance until eventually it breached the hull. Shackleton and his crew were forced to abandon ship. The Endurance sank. For 2 months, The party camped on ice floes, hoping that they would be directed toward Paulet Island. Now, Paulet Island would provide refuge and safety along a commonly used shipping route. However, those plans were dashed. The ice floe they were on began to break up, and the party was forced into their lifeboats, and they eventually found themselves on Elephant Island. Because it was remote and away from any shipping routes, Shackleton knew that if his crew stayed on Elephant Island, there would be no rescue and certain death. He knew that he needed to take a risk, do something out of the ordinary to save his men. He decided he would take 5 men with him and set sail for South Georgia Island in a 6-meter boat, hoping to get the help they needed. Leaving 22 of his men behind, he left them with a promise. He promised that he would return to take them home. And in a circumstance of complete hopelessness, Shackleton promised that he would return, and return he did. Hopelessness transformed into safety and rescue. Sure death transformed into life. Jesus said in John 14, 1-4, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know." You see, my friends, Jesus can transform any hopelessness that you're experiencing to the great hope of a soon return. Do you want to experience that hope today? So do I. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may our hopelessness be transformed into hope as we wait for the soon coming of your Son, Jesus, where he will wipe away every tear. Sorrow, pain, and death will be transformed into eternal life. Lord, we look forward to that day. May we be transformed into Christ's likeness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Cares to show. If I only take his hand, I do believe that I can stand. If I only take his hand, I can conquer anything. Lord, I'll simply take, I'll take your hand. Please don't let go. Don't let go. I'm counting on you.
I'm Tom Morrissey. I have my office here and my house, both in Lyle, Illinois. I'm 69 years old. I've been working as a certified financial planner here for 31 years. Try to help people make the most out of their money, and also to, whenever I see a chance, to promote the charities I believe in, like Hope Channel. I can highly endorse Hope Channel. I've been watching Hope Sabbath School for 5 or 6 years now, and I've even watched it daily during my exercise. I can get on the treadmill and watch Sabbath School programs, so you know you're getting, during the rest of the week, you're getting some from prior years. So you get to know everybody on the panel and everything, and I'm very impressed. I think when they asked Derek Morris to take over as president of the Hope Channel, I think that was a wonderful choice. That he's really good, he's enthusiastic, and that particular program, Hope Sabbath School, is really drawing large crowds of people from all over the world. I started to tell you a story of a lady who had watched a couple of Doug Batchelor's programs, a non-Adventist, and while she was driving by our church, she said she was got this really strong impression that she should turn onto that street, Lee Street, which is what her father called her as a child, and that's where our Downers Grove Seventh-day Adventist Church is. And she came in, and we were doing Wednesday night Bible studies, and she started attending them, and now she's baptized. And she's always looking. She's watching Hope Channel. She's watching, you know, Doug Batchelor stuff and many others, John Bradshaw. It absolutely does give them hope, you know. It also teaches them the true biblical learning on the state of the dead, because there's so many false ideas out there, and people are afraid of burning in hell forever. There's all different things with it within different Christian denominations where it's not properly representing God's true character of love. And so when you find out the true character of God's love, which you can find through Hope Channel programs and some of these others, it does give you hope and it gives you peace. But for me, the Hope Sabbath School is Every week I watch it, and like I said, sometimes daily I'm watching some of the older programs, because it's a real blessing. And I do teach an interactive Bible study at my church that I model after Hope Sabbath School. Hope Channel can really be helpful for anyone that's tuning in as they learn what the Bible says. And the scripture verses are right on the screen too when you're reading. But I do encourage people to actually pull out a Bible. If they don't have one, go get one. And because you don't always want to just take the verses you hear during a program, it's good to look before and after it, get the story behind it. And as your knowledge grows about the Word of God, you'll start to see that there's a whole lot of truth that you hadn't seen in your life just by watching the Hope Channel.
If you'd like to join Tom and others in supporting Hope Channel, please visit hopetv.org/transformed. That's where you'll find a link to donate what God impresses you to give. We need your financial support to create the programming you enjoy every day on Hope Channel. Go to hopetv.org/transformed to become a sustaining partner with us. That's hopetv.org/transformed. You can also find a link there to share your testimony. Our team would love to hear how your life has been transformed by God through the ministry of Hope Channel. Thank you for joining me for Transform today. Remember 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. May God continue to transform your life.